If you feel stuck as a yoga teacher and aren't experiencing the growth that you desire, then possibly you have become more focused on the accumulation of knowledge rather than the pursuit or quest of actually applying knowledge in order to absorb and experience the growth you seek. It's one thing to teach from the replication of head knowledge. It's an entirely different teaching experience when you begin teaching from application and absorption, or as I like to call it, teaching from your heart. Are you a yoga teacher that can benefit from some tips and techniques for cueing the classes that you lead? Well, I'm excited to share with you about a new free resource that I have available, the 10 Essentials for Effective Cueing. And this is a resource that I want to provide to you with what I believe to be the essentials when it comes to cueing and the language that we use in yoga classes, along with tips that I share with you that will most certainly up-level your approach and awareness when it comes to leading effective and impactful yoga classes. An amazing resource that is yours for free. So check out the link in the show notes and get your free copy today, or you can head over to my website, sandyraper.com, sandyraper.com, and you'll find this free resource there, and there are certainly more resources waiting for you on my website. So go check it out and get your free 10 essentials for effective cueing. Welcome to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, the podcast for yoga teachers to learn tips, techniques, and teaching approaches in order to build confidence and success teaching yoga. I am your host, Sandy Raper, and on this podcast, I am going to share with you my strategies and approach to teaching, along with stories from many teaching experiences that have supported me within a thriving teaching career for over 2 decades. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get back to today's episode. Welcome back to the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training Podcast, and I am so glad to be back with you. I have just spent the last month on a podcast publishing hiatus where I stepped back from weekly publishing and gave myself some needed space to regroup, assess, and gear up to proceed with dedicating myself to showing up again weekly. And I'm so glad that you are here today and that we are meeting again. I have missed you. Thank you so much for this much needed space, as it has been 2.5 years since I finally gave myself permission to take this break. I hope that you have continued to find encouragement in the past episodes during the last month as well, and that you had a chance to go check out my new YouTube channel that I am excited about. And the channel is another resource to offer you that supports you in your yoga practice and your teaching skill set. If you haven't checked out the Beyond Yoga Teacher Training YouTube channel yet, then I highly encourage you to do so. And be sure to click the subscribe button so that you'll be able to access the new videos that I publish more easily. And if you are encouraged and supported by the podcast and my YouTube channel, then please take a moment after this episode and share it with someone. I love when people share podcasts and videos with me, and I feel sure that you know someone that could benefit from these resources as well. I'm so excited to be back with you, and I'm excited to begin sharing with you some great projects that I have been working on and some exciting offerings that will be coming your way very soon, and that includes a podcast giveaway. Hint, hint. All right, let's get into today's episode. If you've listened to the podcast for very long, you have most likely heard me speak about the necessity of understanding better the responsibility and ownership of your role as a yoga teacher. This is a necessity, that is, if you truly desire to make teaching more than a short-lived hobby, and you seek to create longevity and sustainability within the vocation of teaching yoga. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet. I'm going to break this down further and speak more about the importance of getting clear not only on your role, but also the aspect of understanding more fully why you teach and what you're actually teaching. In essence, what is your teaching methodology? You will only get so far in this work of service by clinging to your lead teacher's experience within what was passed down to you during your yoga teacher training experience. In the beginning, that will be the foundation of knowledge that you will pull from, but that will only be for a season. Emerging from your YTT experience, you begin to put into practice the knowledge you gained, all within the real-time experience of teaching. Interestingly, in order to gain experience, you will find yourself replicating that which you were told or equipped with within your training experience. Once you've spent some time teaching, and I'd say give yourself time to gain some traction teaching, meaning commit to a class and teach. Give yourself time to learn through the repetitive experience of actually teaching and teaching consistently. Within the yoga teacher trainings that I lead, and in particularly the 200-hour foundational yoga teacher training, I always highly encourage trainees to pursue teaching right away after the completion of the training, and to not lose the momentum of absorption once the training session has ended. This is no different within other vocations or skill sets that we seek to develop in order to become more efficient or proficient and develop a new skill. Then you'll need to spend time practicing or actually taking action doing the new skill while you're trying to become more proficient in it. You will emerge from your YTT experience and begin to teach from what was poured into you during the training. And you may feel that it was poured in and it's spilling out everywhere, and you're trying to figure out how to put it into a container that you actually can do something with. And then you find that in order to grow and develop further, that you will need to embark on a time of discovery, which will ask you to become responsible for your own understanding and ultimately the ownership of why you're doing what you're doing. In order to grow, you will be challenged to develop your own methodology that goes beyond replication. It's easy to kind of hide behind the quote, "this is what I was taught" in YTT approach. The challenge comes when you decide to devote to your own deeper study and understanding. You begin to evaluate all aspects of your teaching, how you prepare, what your class focus and emphasis will be, and what it will consist of, and how you will organize, and ultimately what type of teacher you are going to be. This may or could sound scary, but it's really quite a beautiful time of discovery and revelation when you begin to absorb and teach from the place that you actually know, rather than relying on teaching from a place that you feel is more about reciting or replicating because it was what you were taught to do in yoga teacher training. So you might be wondering, when do you know it's time to shift into this season of discovery that I've just mentioned? Well, I think it will depend on each individual, but I'd say some key indicators would be that once you've given yourself some time to consistently teach and stay dedicated to your personal practice time as well, and I do want to mention that because when you start teaching, what can happen if you're not careful is that your personal practice time will fall to the wayside and you'll dedicate more time teaching, which will take you out of balance from being a student of the practice and seek to remain and be a student first, always dedicated to your personal practice time. Because in essence, your ability to be a teacher is going to overflow from that dedication. Now, once you've given yourself that time of consistently teaching and you've gained some experience in that momentum that I mentioned, where you start to feel the rhythm and the flow of leading classes, you start to kind of, you own it, right? And you feel it for yourself. You no longer feel like you're kind of replicating again or doing what you were told or what you've seen or imitating. No, you start to own it. You hone in, which if you really want to understand better what that means, honing into something, it means you sharpen your focus and awareness to get specific within the approach or method you use to lead. Next, I think you'll have a good sense that it's time to shift into discovery when you no longer go in to lead a class experience reliant on replication, but rather you lead from a place that you have experienced and you know, the knowing place, because it flows from what I've already mentioned, that dedicated relationship that you've established first with your personal practice, and then understanding that the overflow into your approach to teaching comes from your personal practice time. From this dedication, your unique perspective and interpretation emerges, while at the same time, you stay true to the authenticity of the teachings of yoga or the bigger picture of what the practice of yoga is teaching us all. You could say then that this time of discovery becomes a time of remembrance when you teach rather than a time of replication. And I keep saying this and using these words, replication, because I want you to understand the difference. So there's a remembrance from this remembering, you recall that rather than you're replicating from what you were told in teacher training. It's almost like you're no longer on the outside looking in. You're teaching from that place that you are fully immersed in. So I told you that this episode was going to be short and sweet, and that's all I have for today's episode. I want to leave you, though, with a quick mentoring moment to support you in applying what I've just shared. I have no doubt that through the application of the knowledge that you are consuming, that we consume when we self-study, we train, and we gather and glean more information, that there's a great opportunity for you to grow and develop in your understanding. Application goes hand in hand with action and the creating of an experience. Application moves us out of the consuming mind of piling on knowledge and it asks us to explore and discover what is waiting for us within the development of wisdom that comes from applied knowledge. After this episode, take a few moments to journal your teaching methodology. Create a four-quadrant model where in the top left corner, you're going to write out specifically your approach to preparing to teach. In the top right quadrant, write out how you desire to show up as a teacher. Consider the aspects and qualities that are beyond the technical aspect of teaching. On the bottom left quadrant, write out the skills you feel you excel in when it comes to teaching yoga. And finally, in the bottom right quadrant, identify what you are passionate about when it comes to teaching yoga. After you've completed your methodology model, hone in. There's that word again. Sharpen your focus and awareness. Hone in and identify the specifics behind what you believe to be of the greatest importance for you to teach others when it comes to the practice of yoga. Next, evaluate where you have opportunity to sharpen your focus and teaching emphasis. Finally, what three action steps can you take to implement these important aspects you just noted? What can you begin incorporating into the classes you lead? In fact, what can you begin incorporating in the next class you lead even? I encourage you to take this time of reflection and remembrance as you begin to shift into this next season of your teaching. I'd love to hear from you and hear all about what you are discovering in whatever season you're in as a yoga teacher. Consider sharing with me through an email, or you could even schedule a free call where we can meet and discuss your unique teaching path. And you can find all these details in the show notes, including my email address. And I truly would love to hear from you. So thanks for joining me today. I'm so glad to be back. And I look forward to meeting with you in the next episode. Hey, are you a yoga teacher that would benefit greatly and really like some help in developing a growth strategy and teaching plan? Well, I can certainly support you in the process of evaluating and ultimately creating a customized plan that supports your pursuits and desires as a teacher. Mentoring sessions are the fastest way for you to achieve the desired results and growth you seek. How does mentoring work? Well, we'll meet and we'll spend time evaluating where you are and get specific on where you desire to grow as a teacher. I will help you sift through and provide you resources and insight into the development of a teaching action plan. I'll also provide a great layer of accountability support as you implement your new growth strategy and teaching plan. Want to hear more? Reach out through the link in the show notes, send me an email, or go check out my website, sandyraper.com, for more details and resources to support you as you pursue this most worthy endeavor of teaching yoga. Thank you for joining me today. Until we meet again, I wish you well along life's journey, and I'll look forward to meeting with you in the next episode.